Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools regular board meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of quick reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you'd wish to give a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, as a reminder to our board and staff, please state your name before giving your comment or your question. And with that, we'll officially begin tonight's regular board meeting. The day is Thursday, November 4th, 2021, and the time is 6:32 p.m. With that, Dr. Yapino, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Perfect. Dr. Yapino, if you may please call the meeting to order. The time is 6:32 p.m.
I'd like to call this meeting to order at 6:32 p.m.
Thank you, Dr. Yapino. With that, I'll take roll call. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapino?
Yes.
Dr. Dikbash?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez? Mr. Mohamedov. Mr. Mohamedov? Okay, once again, Mr. Mohamedov, if you're having tech issues, you can put it on the chat and I can announce it publicly.
Can you hear me? Jennifer, I'm just connecting from Wi-Fi to the regular phone.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I just connected to Wi-Fi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I missed it. I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Mr. Mohamedov. Since we do have quorum, we'll continue with the agenda. Next, with the approval of agenda, the motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekhan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Yapino. I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapino?
Yes.
Dr. Dikbash?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comment. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment, 6 minutes if translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you would want to make a comment, you may unmute yourself now.
Good evening, Magnolia community. This is Megan Wittick, school principal at MSA 7 Elementary. It's nice to see everyone and be here with you this evening. I am joining to share some information with you regarding a fundraiser that our school is currently launched last week and in the middle of. We are trying to raise $20,000 to install shading on our playground for our students. Right now, being located in the San Fernando Valley, it gets pretty hot out there, and we want to make sure that we have a safe playground for our students. So that is something that we've prioritized, and in collaboration with the OC department, we are trying to ask our community members, our family members, partners, anyone who would be willing and able to donate to our campaign. So I will drop the link in the chat box. And of course, if you have any questions, I'm always available to answer them, but we are looking forward to you supporting us. And if you're unable to donate, please just share, spread it on social media, whatever, and whoever you can send it to. And that we hope that we are able to get this money so that we can match it with a grant that we are hoping to receive so we can install the shade for our students. I hope everyone has a great evening.
Thank you for that, Ms. Wittick. And that link that was shared, I'll also share it in the email format so everybody has it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Any other members of the public that would want to make a comment? Perfect. If there's no other public comments, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, with the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and board members, I'll turn this over to Ms. Durubalcaba.
Good evening, board members, Magnolia family and community. Hopefully everyone is doing well. I do apologize for having my camera off. I did have to jump on the road. Want to be in one piece. So hopefully everyone, as I said, has a great week and I get to see some of you soon. I have no updates at this time. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, Jen.
Thank you. Is there any announcements from our board members before proceeding? Perfect. If not, we'll move forward with the agenda next with action items, starting with 2A, board approval of findings to conduct virtual meetings pursuant to AB 361 Government Code Section 54953. I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba, our CEO and superintendent.
Thank you, Jen. As all of our board members and staff are aware, the governor did afford us some flexibilities since March 2020, when the pandemic did hit, and we have been utilizing these flexibilities to hold our meetings via teleconference, and that is to mitigate the risk at the school sites for any in-person meetings. So we have successfully had these meetings over the course of now 17 months. And these flexibilities did expire as of September 2020, but fortunately the governor did extend more flexibilities to us in AB 361. And with that, I'll turn it over to Jen to give more context on AB 361. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. As we discussed this with the board back in October 7th during the approval of the initial findings pursuant of AB 361, what's written is that the board would have to revisit and make a motion again by or before 30 days of its approval. So in this case, that's why we're meeting again today, as today hits the 30-day mark. So with that, currently local officials are still continuing to recommend measures to promote social distancing. And with COVID-19 still being in existence right now, we want to ensure that board meetings are safe, not just to our board members, but for families, stakeholders, staff who will be attending. So we're here today to make a motion of these findings to continue following the provisions of AB 361 and utilizing the flexibilities of conducting board meetings via via teleconference. And as stated last month and brought again today, is that even with these flexibilities, we'll still continue to follow all other guidelines, such as agenda postings at the appropriate time. So regular board meetings 72 hours in advance, special board meetings 24 hours, and et cetera, as well as the public comment period being a live forum for members of the public to make a comment without the need to submit a public comment form. So with that, I'll open it up to any questions from the public or the board members. I'll open it up first to members of the public who may have questions regarding this item. If there's no public questions for this item, I'll turn it over to the board members if they have any questions. Perfect. If there are no questions, the motion is for the board to adopt the findings relating to the ability of the board to conduct meetings due to teleconference during the state of emergency in reference to AB 361. Government Code Section 54953. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I move the motion.
I second it.
Thank you, Dr. Dickbush. Thank you, Dr. Yapano, for seconding. I'll now take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Dickbush?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. With that, I ask Dr. Yapano if you may please adjourn the meeting. The time is 6:41 p.m.
Okay. Thank you so much for everyone's participation. We are adjourning the meeting at 6:41 p.m. Have a great night.
Good night. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
Bye. Bye. Good night.